welcome to my show. I am Michael Goger. My name of my show is You're Inner Thoughts, and I'll be doing psychic call-in readings for everyone. There is a lot to say to you guys, and I'll be here every Wednesday night at midnight Eastern Standard Time. And I don't want to cover everything in one show, so little by little you get to know more about me. I will be doing steady, nonstop psychic call-in readings, and you can call the toll-free number here at the station. It's 1-888-268-4312. And I will go to the first caller, actually, and then I'll just keep going from there.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing? Welcome to Your Inner Thoughts.
Thank you. Congratulations on your debut.
Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Sue.
Sue, how you doing? Sue, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Brunswick, Canada.
Oh, nice. I have a lot of friends in Canada.
Good.
Okay. Is there a question, or are you just like a general reading?
Well, yeah, love life. You know what women are like. We want to know about our love life.
Okay. Love life?
Yeah, I separated from somebody. Want to know if that's going to work out.
Well, what I am being shown right now is that you need to focus on. I'll be receiving messages, and I'll also deliver messages to you other than on top of reading you. So
okay.
I'm hearing right now you need balance and moderation in your life, so you really should focus on balancing and harmony in your life at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be very beneficial on bringing in success with your separation. I'm also feeling...
It would be beneficial, you said?
If you would focus on harmony and balance before you decide to do anything else.
Okay.
Okay, you need to like meditate and focus on yourself and balance everything that's going on in your life.
Okay.
In order to handle everything that you're going through.
Okay. Yeah, which is a lot, trust me.
That's what I'm being shown. I'm being shown somebody that is unbalanced and kind of like out of whack a little.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to focus on balance and moderation and harmony and get that back on track before you can do anything.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And I'm also feeling that there may be something going on in the home with the property. I don't know if you're selling or buying a home or you need to move or you're expanding, but I'm being pulled to the home for some reason.
Yeah, well...
There's issues with it. It's going to be split or it's...
Yeah, this isn't the separation that I was talking about. That was a marriage that...
Okay.
That I had, that I have no longer, and the property isn't settled yet, and I have no idea what's going to happen there.
Okay.
He's in the house, and
okay.
Doesn't seem to be any progress in that.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a lot of issues with the home and property and loose ends that have to be taken care of there, too.
So do you have any advice for me?
I'm actually feeling something being sold. You're hoping to sell something, right?
Yes.
Okay, I see that going and then being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing you don't have to worry about, and I see that being successful. And I'm also feeling that I'm cashing in or reaping the rewards of some type of a business deal or a job offer or I'm cashing in on something that is in my life, like a skill or some type of a benefit that I got my hands on and I'm going to cash in on it. And it might even be an education or a skill that you have and maybe never used or something that you might want to learn and start using.
Okay.
So you might want to focus on that.
I don't know what that would be. I'm a teacher right now.
Okay, so maybe you're going to upgrade your education or do something on the side as far as business.
Okay.
It would be very successful if you did.
Okay.
I just feel you using your skills and talents and cashing in on some type of a money-making idea. It could be a business or maybe an increase in your education or even maybe another or a better job even.
Okay.
I would go as even far as saying that. Okay? And you're on the right track. You were born to be a teacher. You're an excellent teacher, I'm hearing. You're very skilled at it, and that's where your talent lies. So you may want to focus on education and teaching.
Okay.
And develop along those lines.
Right.
Okay. And that's about it, really.
Okay, so I didn't get an answer about my love life, though. I know I have to balance, but am I going to find somebody?
Boy.
Yeah, I want to know. Am I going to be alone for a while?
Not alone, just not settled in.
Okay.
I feel as though there's going to be some activity, there's going to be some interaction, but I do feel that it's not going to be satisfying at this time, at least until the beginning of February.
Right.
Okay? So you got at least until the beginning of February to kind of like, just kind of like enjoy life and get a kick.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not too far away. I thought you were going to tell me years.
No. I don't like to go past the 30 days with these call-in readings.
I can
help somebody more within 30 days than I can like 2 years down the road.
Okay. I don't want to take too much of your time.
Okay.
I know you have a lot of people waiting, but
okay,
I'm trying to. Okay.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. Okay, and listen, if you'd like to know more about me and what I'm doing at my group, I have a Yahoo group, and all the are free, and you're welcome to visit. Go to a Yahoo homepage and click on groups and type in going_within_2. Okay, if you'd like to know more about me. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Brenda.
Brenda, how you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Congratulations on your debut.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm nervous. There's a million things I want to say, and I'd rather just let me do readings.
Yeah, I just want a general reading.
Okay, no problem. Got a lot of spirit. I'm getting a lot of spiritual imagery around you. Like there's a connection to the church or your... Or you're very into the spiritual arts right now. I don't know if I'm picking up on something that you're interested in or dabbling in.
No, I've been interested in it all my life. I learned to meditate when I was 13.
Fantastic. I'm being shown that. You're very spiritual. A lot of past lives in metaphysics. And very talented, too. You have a talent in metaphysics and spirituality. You belong in the spiritual arts. And you need to continue and stay there and do something with it. You would be on the right track if you did.
I want to be a writer.
Let me give you what else I have here
before
we go there. I do feel as though that like there might have been a recent loss or a heartache. I don't know if you just lost somebody or a friendship or a relationship might have ended. Or you
Last year.
It seems like it's still carrying with you for some reason. It's not necessarily a love interest. It could have been a good friendship, but there's still a little bit of that there, too, that has to be dealt with. And I'm also feeling, I keep hearing a relationship. Relationship might have ended, or somebody left or had to go away. But it doesn't seem to be too big of a deal. Just a little bit of it still left there. And I'm feeling that there may be maybe somebody in your realm that might not be feeling well and needs surgery or some...
My uncle.
Or some medical treatment. I just feel like you're being exposed to somebody that needs a little bit of a medical treatment or maybe...
He's bedridden.
They're doing some illness there and it's affecting you maybe or you're exposed to it. See, it's important to understand. I pick up on whatever you're exposed to. Emotionally and mentally. And so I could pick up on your family members and whoever you're close to. All right, and now as far as your writing skills go, I would channel my imagination and my spiritual abilities into my writing, and you would do fine. I don't know what kind of writing you wanted to do, but I do feel that if you kept it along the lines of spirituality and self-help and maybe teaching people how to understand themselves and get in touch with themselves, I believe that you would be a very successful writer, and that you should definitely pursue it. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. God bless and take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. I'll just go right into the next call. I'm enjoying doing the readings, and I feel best when I'm reading, so let me go ahead and do a few readings and get the calls out of the way. If there's a caller, I'll take it. Hello? Hello? Hi?
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wow, nice. Welcome to my show.
Good to be here.
Listen, I'm getting a lot of working, business and work around you right now. I feel like I'm very busy building and creating. And I'm also being shown something with the ocean or boats. Do you do anything with boats or the ocean?
No.
Or water? Nothing at all with water?
Mm-mm.
Would there be somebody in spirit that was dealing with the ocean that might be around you? I keep getting pictures of boats on the ocean. Some kind
not
of a significance to you.
Not that I can think of.
I feel like it may be in spirit. And there's also what I'm also picking up around you is like a religious, a female that dealt with, almost like a nun. Is there a nun in spirit around you?
Not that I know of.
Interesting. And I'm hearing also that, there's a message here. This nun is giving me a message, and I'm feeling, I need to say this to you, that you need to hang on to what you have. This is what I'm being told from spirit. Hang on to what you have, and now is not the time. And I feel like you may understand what that means. Like there's something that you want to let go or change or do, and you're wondering if it's the right time to do it. And I feel as though spirit would like me to wait a while, like maybe even a month, like even 30 days. Sleep on it for 30 days before you make a decision.
I've been thinking about selling my house, and I really don't want to.
I'm feeling that, and that's exactly what I'm picking up on. And I'm feeling that it wouldn't hurt to wait. I keep hearing hang on to it, and I'm hearing that the opportunity isn't now. It's not now yet. You need to just hang on to it, even if it's for 30 days, and then make a decision. Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is what I want to get out to you.
Okay.
I just feel as though that if you would just wait 30 days and then start planning it and thinking about it, everything that you need will be in place to help you and to be successful with it, okay, as far as the house and selling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's, I'm going to be dealing with a lot of people around me that are making demands on me. I feel like there's people in the way of me accomplishing what it is I want to do and people around me opposing me with some of my plans, and I may be dealing with that for the next 30 days, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just got this overall feeling to keep my lifestyle intact and just the way it is for a little while longer, because I feel some information is going to be given to me and some opportunities are going to come my way that aren't there right now. And you would take advantage of it if you would just wait like 30 days before you did any major. And,
okay. And
if you can, I do feel that security, financial security would come to you through this. It would be the benefit of your actions, financial security.
Okay.
And I'm also hearing long-term financial security is also in the cards for you.
Great.
I'm hearing short-term and long-term financial security, and I feel as though all you really got to do is just keep everything the way it is for like another 30 days, and everything will start opening up for you. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I guess I'm going to start giving some numbers out, too. People like the numbers, and I am showing numbers. So I'm going to give you a 9 and a 4 and a 6. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now, the other day I gave a guy last night 4 numbers, and it was pick 4, and he didn't play it. So take it for what it is. Write it on a calendar and put a dollar on it. Okay?
Okay.
Take care, and God bless.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And if you would like to call the show for a free psychic reading, it's 1-888-268-4313. And internationally is 281-419-7697. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to my show, Inner Thoughts.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's your name?
My name is Joan.
Joan, nice meeting you. Let's see what we got for you. Joan, right off the bat, Joan, I feel like I want to be a little cautious around some of my friends, especially some new friends that just came onto the scene.
Okay.
They may be new. I feel like they may try to get you to do something you don't want to do or something that you may know is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a sign that these are the ones that you need to watch out for.
Okay.
Okay? Kind of just like separate yourself from them. And I feel as though that there may be a place even, like a hangout or some place where you just get some vibes where you don't want to be there and you don't feel right. If that happens to you between now and the next 30 days, listen to your inner voice and leave the place. If you don't feel right someplace within the next 30 days, leave it.
Okay.
Okay. And like I said, scrutinize your friends. If they want you to do something you know is wrong, then those are the ones I'm talking about, and you want to stay away from them. They might not be on the scene yet, or they may be new.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel like I'm tied down, like I'm temporarily tied down, like I'm spinning my wheels a little. And there's something that I want to accomplish, and I just can't. I want to do something, and I can't, and I'm stuck in the mud.
That's true.
Now, and I do feel like I may be dealing with this at least until, like, the beginning of February. It's just something that you're going to have to put up with.
Okay.
Because you know how life is. Everything is connected to cycles and astrological cycles and the energies in the air and the atmosphere and the attitude of the planet. And it's
now, would this be with work, or would it be with home life, or?
I'm feeling that no matter where I'm stuck and I can't move forward, it's gonna loosen up probably around the beginning of February.
Okay.
You know, just let it take you wherever you're stuck, and that'll be the area I'm being pulled to.
Okay. Now I put my home up for sale last fall. Do you see that being sold in the near future?
They're giving me a glimpse. What they're giving me is a glimmer of hope. And what they're doing is when they show me a tunnel with the light at the end of it, that means that yes, but all the facts aren't in yet.
Okay.
You know, you almost like have to wait for the cycles to catch up to your thoughts and ideas. So be patient. You're definitely on the right track, and it will go. That's good news.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
It may not be within the next 2 weeks or even by. I don't see it going before the beginning of February. That much I do know.
Okay.
But I do feel it going. Okay.
Okay.
Just have faith and belief, and it'll come to you.
Now, do you see anything like how would I say this in a romance department?
Same thing with you. I feel as though there's going to be some, but not what you're looking for.
Okay.
I'm just not getting that big bang thing.
Okay.
What I'm feeling is maybe a few, and they're not what you're exactly looking for, and they just don't do it for you. So you may go through a few friends or relationships before you really find the right one.
Okay.
What I'm hearing for you, to be totally honest with you, is patience. You need to dwell on patience. It's very important for you to hear that message.
Okay.
Things are going to come to you when they're supposed to. They are coming to you, and Spirit knows what you need. And it's going to come to you, but you need to dwell on patience. All right? And you'll start feeling a lot better.
Well, I would hope so. Thank you very much, Michael. Congratulations on your show.
Thank you.
You have a good evening.
Thank you. Take care and blessings.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call into the show, the toll-free number is 1-888-268-4313. And internationally, it's 281-419-7697. And if you'd like to know more about me and what I do and how I do, join my Yahoo group at yahoogroups.com. Just type in going_within_2, and you'll find me. Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? What's
pretty
your name?
Good.
Who are you?
My name is Karen.
Karen, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Welcome to my show.
Thank you. I just turned it down from the computer so we wouldn't get any feedback.
Good. Okay. Wow. Whew. You have got a lot of spiritual energy around you. You have a few things going on that they won't even give me information on. Do you feel like there's some things in your life that aren't complete or facts are being hidden from you? Or you need info on I feel like I keep asking for information or an answer on something, and it's not being given to me yet. Are you dealing with something like that? Looking for an answer or
I don't know if I'm looking for answers or not. I just called to get a general reading.
Okay, well,
but you said that you're getting a lot of spiritual energy from around me. It's time somebody left the room so I could be by myself.
Okay, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what I'd like you to know is that facts are going to be given to you metaphysically. Pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to your intuition. And pay attention to any other spiritual abilities that you may have or use or you're in touch with. Because information will be given to you between now and the beginning of February. And they're going to be very helpful.
What about those around me?
You have an older female around you right now, and she's showing me a piece of jewelry, and I really have no idea why. I am a psychic medium, but I don't encourage it in these short readings. I'd rather have that in private because I have more time.
Okay.
But there is an older female around you. I'm feeling possibly mother or grandmother or older sister or aunt, somebody I was close to. It's an older female. She's showing me some kind of a piece of the jewelry.
Yes.
And there's a significance to it, to you and that piece of jewelry.
Yes.
And she's hugging you. She's holding her hands up to her face. And she's touching her cheeks, and then she's reaching out, and she's hugging you. And she just wants you to know that she's around you, and she loves you. And she just keeps showing me this jewelry. Hang on for one second. They got something coming through here also. I want to stay on top of my finances. Stay on top of my finances and double check everything I agree to. I really want to make sure the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, and that I understand everything that I'm agreeing to between now and the beginning of February when it comes to finances or my personal affairs. Okay?
Okay.
It's a very important message there for you.
Okay.
I have a dog in spirit. This dog, I feel like it's close to you. I'm not sure if you have a dog in spirit, but there is a dog there.
No.
Okay. Maybe did it belong to the older lady that you were thinking about? Did she have a dog?
Possibly.
I believe it. She might have, because this dog just seems overly friendly.
Okay.
I'm also feeling for you that, negotiating. So I feel as though you have some abilities with your speech, like you may be a channeler or a medium yourself even. You might want to explore that. I don't know if you use that at all, but I do feel that I can channel. I feel some spiritual abilities of my voice and my throat chakra. So that might be a place where you might want to explore. And business would be good to you. If you were thinking about it or you're into it, it would be the way to go. Some type of a business, whether working for one or starting one or being involved in one. Okay?
Okay.
And I got some numbers. Take these numbers. 18.
18.
18, 13, and 14.
And 20?
14.
18, 13, 14?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, you said something about the spiritual energy being around me, and I'm going to get my facts metaphysically. I have a few friends that are very strong in psychic abilities. So.
Right. I was shown that. I was shown that. And
okay.
you yourself have some...
I feel that.
Okay.
I just don't know how to open the channel.
Okay, it's in your throat. Concentrate on your throat. Just dwell on there, and it'll come to you. I think that might be some of the information that's going to be given to you.
Okay.
It's clairvoyant, and it's attached to my throat. That's what I'm feeling in my throat. Okay?
All right.
All righty. I mean, that would be like singing, poetry, reading, writing, anything that's involved in communicating. You have some clairvoyance attached to that. Okay?
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Take care. God bless.
God bless you also, Mike. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Remember, guys, if you want a free reading, 1-888-268-4313. Internationally is 281-419-797. Hello?
Great, thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Monique.
Monique?
Yes.
Welcome, Monique. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Wow, I got a lot of friends in Canada.
Yeah, it seems that way.
A lot of friends, and they're all good to me. They really are. I mean, I love the people from Canada. Okay, boy, one big heart around you. You come in with a heart around you. Very, very loving, and got a lot of relationship stuff going on here. Let's see. Hang on for a second. There's also an older female around you, too. She's here with me. She come right in with a big heart.
Hmm.
An older female. Do you have a mom or a sister or a grandmother over there?
I have my mother's ex-husband's mother was like a grandmother to me, and she passed away in the 80s.
Ah.
But.
Okay. Would she have a connection to the ocean or water or the sea? Or?
Not that I'm aware of.
I've seen this with the other lady, too. Connection with the ocean. Interesting. But anyway, she's sending you a heart. She was close to you. She's letting me know that she was close to you. And, well, a very, very elegant type of a lady, too. Okay, hang on a second. She's bringing in a warning here. Almost like you need also to be careful with your affairs between now and the beginning of February.
Yeah.
I want to stay on top of my money, and I want to make sure I know what I'm agreeing to and what I get myself into, and make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be, financially, work-wise, or money.
Right.
And I also feel like I'm going to gather up my resources, like put an end to something. Like even if I lose something, I'm gonna let somebody go, and no matter, even if it means I'm gonna be lonely, I'm gonna let them go. That type of a feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling as though you're gonna get to the point where you're just gonna make a decision to do that. You really don't want to, but in order to go forward and to have an end and to feel better, you're gonna need to let this thing go, whatever it is, what person or activity or whatever it may be in your life, but you're going to shake it loose and lose just so you can move forward and be happy. Okay? And
okay.
It may be a relationship. I didn't want to just jump right into a relationship, but it may be connected too.
I think you're onto the right track.
Yeah, because there's a big heart with it. To be honest with you, I do feel like it is a relationship. And I try to, when I read people, be sensitive and compassionate and try to, like, I know they're feeling what I'm reading, and they know where I'm going. So I do feel like you may have to let somebody go in order to be happy or to move on.
Okay.
Okay, and now when this happens, it's going to have a tendency to be a little dramatic, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like the emotions are going to be high. I feel as though there may even be a little bit of unsettling interaction, you know, tempers and anger. So be open to that and be aware of it.
Okay.
When it does start. Okay.
Okay.
Am I making sense to you?
Much.
Much sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel there is reason for to protect yourself when it really takes off. You know, when it starts, be careful.
Okay.
All right. Don't make the situation worse by aggravating it.
Playing into it, yeah.
Okay. Don't play into it. And if anything, be a peacemaker. And
yeah.
You'll come out ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thank
you.
And that's, I feel like there may be some legal or business advice coming to you, but I'm not quite sure how or when or where. But
okay.
There may be some legal or business advice needed. And I feel as though it'll be given to you. So if you do need it and you're looking for it, believe me, it's coming to you.
Okay? Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Take care and God bless.
You too.
Okay, guys, if you want a free reading, it's 1-888-268-4312. Internationally is 281-419-7697. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, go to Yahoo Groups and just type in going_within_2 and you'll find. Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Carla.
Carla?
Yes.
How you doing, Carla? Welcome to my show.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How's the sound so far?
Great.
You enjoying it?
Yes, I am.
Great, thank you. Where are you calling from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Wow, fantastic. Great. I love to talk to people all around the world. There's nothing like it. I could do it 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
14 hours a day. Okay, caller, let me see what I'm getting for you.
My name is Carla.
Kayla, right?
No, Carla.
Caller, okay. I got a heavy New York accent.
Okay.
So you got to just bear with me a little bit. Wow, it's just, I'm feeling like, I feel like I'm in love, and I'm thinking about love and relationships, and it's centering around a particular male. I don't know if I'm connecting and you want me to go in that direction, but I'm being pulled in that direction with you. A particular male in relationships. And I'm feeling that, it gets better and better. Are you in a relationship, caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I feel as though it's going, if it's not happy now, it will be happy. Okay,
okay,
I feel like it's just going to get better and better. I don't know if that helps you or not, or if you were wondering about it. Also, what I'm feeling is you go into the beginning of February. You go through January and the beginning of February celebrating for a lot of different reasons. I feel very happy. I feel like things are going to go well. I'm getting some wedding imagery. I don't know. Are you married or engaged now, or is that being planned?
I've been married for a long time.
Okay. Is there anybody around you getting married, or are you going to be in somebody's wedding? I got a feeling that you're going to be interacting with wedding activity. I'm being shown this around you.
Okay.
Okay. It may be a friend or a coworker, family member, even your neighbor. And it may happen 2 weeks from now. You might get an invite to be in somebody's wedding. Just remember me telling you that.
Okay.
I feel joyous about it. I feel happy. I feel like there's going to be several invitations to different types of celebrations. Actually, I feel as though you might even be in the party, like in the wedding party, and it may even be like a homewarming. Are you moving or buying a house or? I'm hearing homewarming. Is somebody moving or setting up a home that you're going to be invited to or? It may be one of the celebrations that you get invited to, okay?
Okay.
Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
You know, it might be one of the invites that you get, going to see somebody's new home or somebody move and you're trying to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That might be part of it. And I'm also getting birth imagery. I don't know if you know somebody expecting, but I feel as though you may be exposed to somebody planning or talking about it or actually having a child.
Okay.
So that's something else to think about. And,
okay.
Let me see. I'm also feeling...
Can you tell me about my mom?
Hang on a second. I knew that you wanted me to go right there, and I was just trying to give you other stuff that I was being shown right away, but I knew you had a particular question and concern, and I'm trying to bring that through for you. Did she cross? Okay, was she involved in dancing or entertainment in any way?
She used to like to dance when she was younger.
Because they're showing me a female that is dancing. Like it meant something to her. She really enjoyed it. She's saying, "I'm dancing now. I'm dancing now."
Okay.
She's just saying, "Just tell her I'm dancing now." And I see this lady dancing. So I feel as though, was she, do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is there a young child on the other side that you know of? And from the family that she, that your mom would be with?
My brother passed away 2 years ago.
Ah, she's saying, tell her I'm with him. She's saying, tell her I'm with the other child. That's what she, all right, I thought it was your child, but it was your brother. That's why she's saying other child. Okay, she's saying I'm with the other child. That's what she's saying. Okay, and she's just sending her love. And she says, I'm dancing now. I'm dancing. And she says she's pulling back. That's all she's giving me on that. And just an intense love. She's closing with a heart. That means that's, you know, sending her love. And, that's about all I'm getting. I'm getting some numbers for you. Three.
Four names. I want to go four.
The 3, 11, and 14.
I'm sorry. 3, 11, and 14?
And 14, yeah. They could be some kind of one day during the month or a lucky number. I still don't know the significance of them. I just relay them to people.
Okay, 3, 11, and 14.
Yeah. Okay.
How are my finances going to be this year?
Financially, I feel... I'll tell you exactly what I'm feeling. I feel like you, first of all, I'm feeling that you may be having some visitors. I don't know if you're visiting somebody or somebody's going to visit you, but there's going to be some issues with visitors between now and February. And I do feel also that there is like a letter coming to you. I don't know if you're waiting for a response on something with business or work or an approval of some kind, but I'm getting some news through the mail, and I'm surprised, and I'm very happy about it. And it pertains to business and work. And I also feel that I'm hearing from old friends and family, too. And they may play a role. Somebody from your past may play a role in your career and financial life for some reason. I'm feeling this. So pay attention to anybody from your past that comes out of nowhere.
Okay.
And I'm feeling real estate and property. I don't know if you're into sales or real estate or banking, but it would be a good area for you to be, I do believe. I don't know what you do or what you're into, but I am feeling there is some talent there as far as like real estate or sales, negotiating sales, I'm feeling, or business, that type of business, you know. So if you're looking for work, target that area anyway.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Did that help you any?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you. Folks, if you'd like to call in for a free reading, 1-888-268-4313. Internationally is 281-419-7697. This is a steady call-in psychic readings, and just keep the phones hopping. You can't call enough as far as I'm concerned. And if you'd like to, I would appreciate some feedback on my show, sent to BBS Radio. And, just send an email in with your comments on how you like the show and what you thought about it. And while I got the opportunity, I would like to thank all the folks here at the BBS for having me. And I'm excited about it. I'd like to grow with them, and I'd like to, continue doing what I'm doing here. I'm having fun, and I'm really in. Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, welcome to my show.
Hi,
how you doing?
This is Tammy. I'd like a general reading.
Okay, what was your name?
Tammy.
Tammy? Okay, Tammy, welcome. Tammy, I'm getting, more hearts. A lot of hearts tonight. Tammy, I'm filled with love with you for some reason. A very loving person here. I just, my family and my love and my family is everything I'm hearing. I don't know if I'm describing you at all, but I just feel like my family, I'm getting children laughing. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
I see. Okay. Very happy. A lot of laughter. Do you work with children? Are you a teacher?
No.
No daycare or anything?
No.
I feel like you've got some ability there to work with children and to do some good with it. It might be something you want to explore if you're looking for a job anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for work?
No, we raise chickens out here in Missouri.
Oh, okay. All right. Hang on a second.
But I am having problems with one of my children, and I was kind of wondering which way that would go.
Okay, I thought there was going to be a question anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel as though family. You know, I'm getting some happy family gatherings. I do know between now and February there'll be a lot of joy in the family too. And from relatives, and maybe a few gatherings. So make sure you go to whatever family gatherings there are. With this child, I want to reassure him that everything is okay. I feel like this child is missing, almost like he needs to hear that everything is okay. I don't know why I'm being made to feel this way. I feel as though this child needs like an extra hug. He needs a hug more than the rest of the kids for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm,
like
he, yeah.
Like he needs a little more attention and he wants one more hug than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it may help. It may work. So keep that in mind as you're dealing with the kids, that this one may need just a little bit more reassurance. This is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also hearing that a family is important to him, too. I think he has some thoughts or ideas about his family that's borderline worries, and maybe it's bothering him. So maybe just reassurance and an extra hug would do this child wonders. I don't think it's as bad as you feel or think, maybe. Okay? I really don't feel it is. And,
he has a lot of anger right now.
That's what I'm feeling, and I'm being shown that, and I feel as though that he just wants another hug more than the rest of them, and he needs to be reassured that everything is okay.
Okay.
I think he's acting out of fear, or I just feel like it's not as bad at this stage right now as you think it is, and try to just give him a little more attention and an extra hug more than the rest of them.
Right.
And see how that goes.
Anything else you see?
I'm feeling reaching back into your roots are going to be important. I feel as though memories and feelings from the past are going to play a role within the next 30 days. I feel as though family and friends also will play a role and like come out of nowhere. It's like you're going to be maybe bumping into family and friends from the past all of a sudden. And there's a significance for it. It has a meaning. And to just enjoy it. And I believe it'll be good for you, too. Anybody from the past, family or friends, kind of like bond with them and get to feel
right. I love to be around all the kids and all.
Yeah. You know, why were they brought to me? Why are people from the past coming forward now? You know what I mean? There's a significance to it. There's something with your roots and your past that can, if you can recall it, it would help you now.
Okay.
This is also what I'm feeling. It's like you've been there and done that, but you're forgetting that. You're forgetting that you've been there and done that, and you survived, and you were so wrong. And just kind of dwell on your past a little, and there's going to be rewards from just thinking about it. Okay?
Okay.
And that's about it. I got some numbers for you. I got a 6 and a 7.
Okay.
6, 7, and 10. And I see the child also using confusion for his advantage. Like he,
right.
What I'm feeling with this child is now he sees a reaction from his behavior, and he's like using it to his advantage.
Okay.
And he's gonna become very good at maybe confusing people with his behavior. So, like I said, one of the things that you can do is just give him a little bit more of attention, and I think you'll see some results. Instead of just treating him the same and then lashing out at him when he does something wrong, maybe you can just kind of like talk to him or hug him instead of yelling at him, and I think you'll see a difference there. Not that you yell at him, it's just, you know, try to use reverse psychology. That's what I'm trying to come up with.
Okay.
Reverse psychology. And listen, I feel as though going into February, there's going to be several different roads that you can go down or several different answers to your dilemma, and you're going to be dealing and confused with what decision should I make and what way should I go. So what I would do in that case is I would not make no decisions until like the first week in February. If you're presented with a whole bunch of choices,
right?
If you can wait and sleep on them for 30 days, by all means, go ahead and do it. Because a lot of times people will find that sleeping on our decision-making is very beneficial. And
right.
In your case, it will be.
Right.
Okay, so if you have a lot of decision-making to do and it's dumped in your lap, try to wait until the beginning of February before you make a decision, and you're going to find that it's a lot easier to make a decision. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting a little tension from money and relationship, my love life, maybe. It's just my relationship. Money is kind of like taking its toll or getting in the way, and I feel like
right.
that's going to get a little better, too.
Okay.
Okay, stress from money is going to affect my relationship a little bit less than it's been for some reason.
All right.
Either things get a little better or you just learn how to deal with it.
Yeah, my husband's been out of work. Of course, we haven't. No stress.
Okay, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that, and I'm feeling the stress and the tension that's coming from it. And hang on one more second. I would say like the first week in February, things are going to start improving financially for you. Maybe
okay.
you'll start feeling better and you can do more work, or maybe an upgrade of some kind would come to you.
Right.
Okay.
What about health? What do you see that way?
Health? No major issues, really. I feel everything being just fine, really. It's just running along smoothly. Just everyday issues with kids and stress and money. Other than that, you look like you're doing fine right up until the first week in February. And things
yeah, I've had a lot of migraines. That's why I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I think that's stress from money.
Okay.
That's why they gave me that.
Okay.
I was being shown stress affecting my health, and it was because of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm telling you now, by the first week in February, that's going to be a little bit better.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Okay,
and,
well.
And you take care of yourself, and God bless.
Yeah, and thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay.
You have a good day, and God bless you.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, welcome to my show, You're in the Thoughts. I hope everybody's enjoying it. I'll be here every Wednesday night at midnight Eastern Standard Time. And the toll-free number to call in for a free reading is 1-888-268-4312. Internationally, it's 1-888-268-4313. And if you'd like to email a comment in, it's contact@blogginservices.com. Hello? Hello, welcome to my show.
Well, hello there.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
My name is LaDonna.
LaDonna, how you doing, LaDonna?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, how you enjoying the show so far?
I am loving it. You are wonderful.
Fantastic, thank you. Where are you calling from?
Indiana,
great. Fantastic.
I was kind of hoping if you could give me a little information or insight for the upcoming months.
Well, you're surrounded with love. Surrounded with love. Are you in a relationship? Do you just fall in love? Or is there something going on with...
I am in a relationship, yes.
Okay, no matter what direction it's going in right now, I do feel that it should increase and get better. I feel happiness in relationships.
I am very happy in my relationship, yeah.
I'm beaming here. You're surrounded with hearts, you're surrounded with shrubs, everything that you can imagine connected to love and romance you have it around you. And it seems to continue right up until as far as I allow them to go, which is like the beginning of February. Boy, there's not much else to tell you. I mean, I'm trying to pull this in. Hang on a second. there is so much romance. You think a lot about your relationship, I believe. It
yes,
means a lot. It's really a major type issue here. But then again, it is with everybody, isn't it? So their
yes.
relationships and their interactions with other people. A lot of it around you. So I'm very happy for you because it feels so good to read people that are in love and happy with themselves and relationships. What I am getting is another female being a very good friend to you, a very good companion to you, and to watch for that between now and the beginning of February. You can rely and lean on her for advice and for help, and I feel as though she'll be very good to you, too. It's a female friend, so.
Okay.
You might know who that is. I feel like there's a connection to business even. Like maybe you even work together or do business together, or you may someday, or you talk about it. But look for that person in your life, and you can cling to them and bond with them.
Okay.
Your husband or your boyfriend, whoever he may be, is spiritually, it's very karmic. You were meant to be together. That's why you're feeling the way you're feeling. You belong together. You're on the right track, and you're with the right person. And it's going to just continue getting better as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, great.
I feel like he's your other half. He boosts your confidence and makes you feel fantastic, and you really enjoy being with him. You're with the right man, that's for sure. And, boy, I tell you, there's not a heck of a lot more I can give you here. It's just you're surrounded with it. Did you come in here thinking about your relationship or worrying about it? You were just glowing with, just like you need to, like, validate or confirm that you are in love, and you are in love, and it's all around you. And he loves you just as much.
I guess it was a form of wanting to make sure that everything is going the way it's supposed to be going, I guess.
Right. It's going fantastic. I mean, if you don't have no doubts about your love life at all, I mean, you guys belong together and you're going to be good to each other. Okay? And like I said, there may be a female helping you with your income, your finances, your job. And if that starts occurring, you'll know it's her, and you may want to really pay attention to what she's saying. If you need any help in the work world or the business world, okay?
Okay.
And let me give you some numbers. I got a 6 and a 13 and a 7.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can answer for you? I mean, you know, it's almost like you went to the doctor and your checkup was good. There's nothing to tell you. It's just you just feel so good. It's everything around you is so sweet, and it's just like between now and the beginning of February, you're just enjoying yourself and life and your lover. So you can't ask more than that.
You don't happen to see an engagement, perhaps maybe in February or real soon?
An engagement?
Engagement or even a marriage, perhaps this year?
I would go as far as a wedding. That's how much of this you got around you. I was waiting for you. I was assuming you already were married.
No, he's just a boyfriend for now.
Oh, okay. I see it going through an engagement right into a wedding.
Okay.
Were you planning one that soon? Because I feel it really being active around between now and the beginning of February. Very active. A lot of activity with it. Thoughts, talk, plans. Is that what you're going to be dealing with?
Hopefully.
Okay. I do feel you'll be dealing with it. At least making plans and talking about it anyway. Okay? All right?
Okay. It sounds great.
Okay. Take care and God bless.
Thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you for visiting.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to know more about me, I do all my readings for free at my Yahoo group. You got to be a member of my group. And I do several weekly free psychic shows in my group chat room. Just go to Yahoo Groups and punch in going_within_2. And then you just watch the mail that we send out, and you'll be told when I'm doing a show. And we do like 3-4 shows a week. And it's all free, and everybody is invited. And I'm inviting everybody that's hearing this to join. Just go there and click join this club. And you'll be in instant contact with me. You'll be able to follow everything I do, everywhere I go, and every show that I do. And I will be here every Wednesday night at midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And it's going to be continuous free psychic call-ins. And remember, everyone, your reading tomorrow is forming now in your inner thoughts. And we create our futures and destinies by everything that we're saying, thinking, and doing at this time. And they all start in your inner thoughts. And everyone needs to understand that and be able to work with it. If you'd like to, if you can, send in your comments to BBS Radio. Let them know how you enjoyed the show. The addy there is contact@blogginservice.com. And for your free call-in psychic readings, it's 1-888-268-4313. Internationally is 281-419-7697. And I would like to thank, at this time, I would like to thank everybody that's helped me get this far at the group. I have a team of people that helped me. One girl that's been with me for 8 years is Amy Carlton. She's been the president of my group and been at my side since the beginning, and she's been a major help to me. I'd like to thank my manager, Julie Caproni. I'd like to thank my producer, Shailene Bassett. There's so many people to thank, I cannot do it in one show. It's going to take a dozen shows just to know who I am and what I'm all about. So stop in every week and enjoy the show and follow what I'm doing and try to find out where I am and how to get to me. It's just by going to Yahoo Groups and punching in going within_2, and it'll take you right to my group and you'll be in some touch with me. Wow, you made my night. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to being here every week and maybe even a day show if it's possible. I would like to expand on it even. Good night, everybody.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.